This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, March 2nd, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Ukraine. In fact, most of today's program will be about Ukraine. As of this recording, Russia warning citizens of Kyiv to move away from Ukrainian army bases and communications facilities because they will soon come under attack. Meanwhile, a 40-mile-long convoy of Russian tanks, artillery, and fuel trucks has been spotted by a satellite imaging company called Maxar Technologies here in the U.S. that was published on Monday. These vehicles have been moving towards the Ukrainian capital since last week. Tuesday, reached the outskirts of the city on Monday. The fact that Russia, the Russian military, is fine with a commercial satellite imaging company being able to spot their vehicles out in the open in a 40-mile long line, about four vehicles wide, means they're not worried about an air assault. They're not worried about NATO, the United States, the UK launching an air assault against these vehicles, because the way they're sitting out there in the open on a highway, they would be sitting ducks. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, author of Alliance of Evil and Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, has published an op-ed piece, first published at foxnews.com. We've republished it at skywatchtv.com, but you can also access it under the news tab of our free mobile app. Explains why he believes Russia would, if push comes to shove, would use tactical nuclear weapons. In recent years, Russia has acquired an edge over NATO in tactical nukes, an apparent violation of the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, as well as the ability to deliver small nuclear payloads on very accurate cruise missiles. This view is supported by the Military Doctrine of Russia, which was last updated in 2014, in which Moscow reserves the right to use nuclear weapons in response to the use of nuclear and other types of weapons of mass destruction against it or its allies, or in the case that the existence of the state is in jeopardy. In other news, Turkey has blocked the Black Sea to warships. It's closed the Bosphorus and Dardanelles Straits, which connects the Mediterranean to the Black Seas, to military vessels of nations. If you're not in the Black Sea already, you're not getting in. And speaking of the Black Sea, a story from early in the conflict that the 13 Ukrainian defenders of Snake Island, which was a small military outpost on an island just off the coast of Odessa, died after famously telling the Russian warship demanding their surrender to go F themselves. Turns out they are actually alive. This confirmed by Ukrainian sources. And they're not just 13. There are more than 80 of them. Thankfully, still alive. They are in Russian custody. But again, a really strange twist, in a story that has now gone viral. Topic number 4, the energy impact. Russia's gas producer Gazprom has published a statement warning that there will be serious challenges to replenishing European gas supplies over the summer. Normally, Western Europeans will draw down their gas storage, liquefied natural gas, to stay warm in the winter and then begin rebuilding those stockpiles when winter ends, usually late March or early April. Russia's saying The aging pipeline infrastructure, you see the map of the oil and gas pipelines from Russia to Europe on the screen behind me, the fact that many of them are crossing Ukraine in danger of being damaged, and the fact that the additional competition for Russian energy sources from Asian markets and cutting Russia's central bank and a number of other Russian banks out of the SWIFT financial messaging system means that Gazprom might be more inclined to sell them to friendlier nations like India or China than to the Europeans. I mean, if Gazprom can't get paid, they're not inclined, I wouldn't think, to ship gas to where they're not wanted. And this really points out the foolishness of betting your country's economy and security on green energy. I mean, we had the ridiculous comment by John Kerry, President Biden's climate czar, last week, in which he seem to say, yeah, okay, Russia's invading, but we hope President Putin will help us continue the important work of reversing climate change. Oh, okay, yeah, when we invent a solar-powered tank, we'll let you know. But that's not how reality works. Reality is a harsh mistress, and the truth is standing up to Putin, or really any rational foreign policy, means forgetting about this net zero nonsense. You cannot be a strong and free country without energy security, which means you cannot depend on sunshine and the wind to power your economy. And speaking of the economy, topic number three, Ukraine and Russia, vital to the global food supply. They account for about a quarter of the world's wheat, about a fifth of the corn, and 12% of all calories traded globally. This is according to Bloomberg. Ukrainian ports obviously closed until the conflict is over, so commodities traders are looking for other sources of corn and wheat to fill the obligations that they've committed to. And this disruption is coming as global food prices are near all-time highs. We may soon be in uncharted territory. Meanwhile, those sanctions on Russian banks has sparked a bank run in Russia, people trying to get their hands on hard currency while there is still some to be had. And because of all this, as we saw with the COVID shutdowns interrupting supply chains, this swift disruption may also interrupt supply chains, not just commodities like wheat and corn, but Ukraine happens to be a major supplier of neon gas. Why is that relevant? Because neon gas is used in the lasers that etch designs onto computer chips. Shortage of lasers means a shortage of computer chips, which we're already dealing with. This could make it worse for these chips that are essential to phones, laptops, and automobiles. Topic number two, the information fog. There is a disconnect between what we are seeing on our screens and the coverage, the way it's being presented to us by the American media. In short, the brutality of Vladimir Putin, or what's being described as his brutality, is generally not being reflected by reports on the ground in Ukraine. We're seeing isolated accounts of tragic cases of civilian casualties as part of this war, but it's not at the level that our politicians were warning us of just a week or two ago. And CNN correspondent Clarissa Ward, who previously reported from the during the withdrawal from Afghanistan, kind of accidentally explained why the public is a bit confused over what's really going on in Ukraine. The media is telling us this is the worst thing ever, but we're not seeing the images on our screen to match this. During a segment with Brian Stelter on CNN, Ms. Ward explained how war correspondence in Ukraine is done. It basically consists of talking about material that has been put together by production crews at CNN in Atlanta, where there's a team that scours YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook social media posts, looking for video that they can then put together for the reporter on the ground in Ukraine to talk about. In other words, this is a social media war. As I've been saying, this is an information war. Now, Ms. Ward did not mean to out the process by which CNN is propagandizing. She wanted to thank the team back in Atlanta for, you know, doing their jobs well, but this is really what it comes down to. The bottom line is, when it comes to this war, in any war in the modern era, really any major story, but here specifically, the State Department, the intelligence community, and the politicians here in the U.S. government are constructing the war against Vladimir Putin through the use of social media, using likes as a weapon against Vladimir Putin and the Kremlin. Now, I'll say again, I am not carrying water for Vladimir Putin or Russia in this conflict. Just trying to discern what's going on and understanding that there really is no unbiased news source out there. We need to do our best to discern and pray for the people of Ukraine that this ends soon and they can begin rebuilding their country sooner rather than later. Well, coming up, yet one more reason people are fleeing California. That's ahead on 5 and 10. Item number one today, California, here I go. City of Los Angeles has in the middle of a $1.2 billion program to quickly build housing for the homeless on the streets of Los Angeles. According to an internal audit run by the city, it's moving too slowly and it is way too costly. They're finding that one project under development is going to spend as much as $837,000 per unit. This according to a city audit released last week. $837,000 per unit. Even in California, that should be some pretty nice digs. This program began in 2016 when city voters authorized the program. About 1,200 units have been completed. But the tally of the units built so far is, according to the audit, wholly inadequate to the context or to solving the problem. And as you go back and look at the history of the stories over this over the last 5 or 6 years, you notice something. The cost per unit of these housing units for the homeless is going up. $500,000 per unit, $600,000, $750,000. Now it's at $837,000 per unit. And you wonder why hardworking taxpayers are leaving California for places like Florida, Texas, and even here in Missouri. Skywatch TV, trying to make some sense out of a world gone mad. And the only way to do it is through the prism of the Bible. There is only one capital T truth, and that is Jesus Christ, the truth, the way, you know, and the truth that will set you free is understanding that no one comes to the Father except through Him. Our virtual conference launches on May 13th. It is the unveiling, which is essentially what the word revelation means. Apocalypsis in the Greek, it means the unveiling, revealing of truth. Just a wonderful lineup of speakers, including Tom Horn, Joel Richardson, Pastor Carl Gallups, many, many others. You can find the complete list of speakers online right now at defenderconference.com. The website is now up and running. You reserve your place early because you'll save $10 with the early bird discount. It launches May 13th. All video presentations available for 90 days from the day of launch. So from May 13th, binge watch on your schedule, any order you like. Watch the videos as often as you like through August 13th. Again, you can find out more and reserve your place right now at defenderconference.com. Skywatch TV's e-magazine, always free and now completely digital. It is internally linked, so you can just tap on the enhanced PDF to navigate inside the document. And not only available at skywatchtv.com, but point your smartphone or the camera on your phone or tablet at the QR code on the screen. It will take you right to the archive of the Skywatch TV e-magazine. Again, free online, skywatchtv.com, or use the QR code on your screen. The month of March. Speaking of Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism by Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, very timely. Thank you for your support. For your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, during the month of March, we will send you a copy of the latest book by Colonel McGinnis, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism. We thank you for your support, and this is our way of thanking you. Again, due to shipping costs, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, you name the price, and we'll send you this as our thanks for helping us do what we do here at Skywatch TV. Skywatchfilms.com, another source of information that is unique out there in the ether. You'll find cutting-edge documentaries from a Christian perspective available for as little as $3. In full HD, that is. The Great Delusion, Josh Peck's latest on the UFO phenomenon, Tom Horn's jaw-dropping Secret Destiny of America, and many others. You'll find all the titles there, and again, available for as little as $2.95. Instant access in full HD at skywatchfilms.com. The Skywatch TV Israel Tour, now that Israel has opened up again and not requiring a vaccine any longer, we've moved it back to next March. Hopefully by then we will be back to some semblance of normality in this world. But even if not, that's even more encouragement to go. Seeing the Holy Land with your own eyes and seeing where those stories of the Bible took place right in front of you is a life-changing experience. We'll be there March 19th through 30th of 2023. And you can find out more right now. Our sample itinerary and a breakdown of costs online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com, or use the QR code on your screen. This fall, we will be in Turkey. traveling to Turkey, Sharon and I, alongside Doug Hershey, author of the best-selling books Israel Rising and Jerusalem Rising. We'll visit the seven cities of the Churches of Revelation, Göbekli Tepe, what archaeologists call the world's oldest religious community, Abraham's home city of Haran, the underground city of Derinkuyu. There is a second-century church in the shape of a cross that's been carved into the earth in this underground city that once housed more than 20,000 people. Early church, early Christians hiding from the Romans. Later Christians, the 7th and 8th centuries, hiding from the Muslims. It's an amazing thing. And, the gates of hell. We will visit a place literally called the gates of hell on this tour, and we hope you join us. You can find out more. There's an itinerary posted and a breakdown of the costs at skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com, or use the QR code on your screen. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk about how your diet is killing you. Processed foods are killing you. It's what Joe Horn calls the SAD diet, the standard American diet. You think you're eating well? You're probably not. Daniel Belt and Bree Graffia of Eden's Essentials join Joe, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team this week. Our broadcast schedule for our flagship program and all of our video programs broadcast over the air, posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you'll also get it on your schedule just by adding the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, or by downloading our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. Not only all of our video content, but important news the mainstream media wants you to miss, and an upcoming calendar, a calendar for all of our upcoming events featuring personalities here from Skywatch TV. All of that in your smartphone or tablet, whether it's Android, iOS, or an Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We've got apps for all of those, and you'll find links to their app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.